在这里。
Thank you all very much. I do understand that many of you have been here all day as the candidates and have other appointments. But for those of you who are staying, thank you for doing that. I bring greetings to you this afternoon from Chris Redfern, the new chair of the Ohio Democratic Party. From the Ohio Democratic Party itself, and also from Hamilton County. Now, I say from Hamilton County a little bit hesitantly. We are, after all, the county of Ohio that sent to all of you Bob Taft. We sent to you Ken Blackwell. Is there anyone who hates people more than Ken Blackwell? We sent you Ken Blackwell. We also sent to all of you the original pay-to-play person, Joe Dieters. So I have a great caution in saying hello from Hamilton County. But I do want to bring greetings from that part of the state as well, because I do hail from there. I'm a four-term council member from the city of Cincinnati. I am now a two-term county commissioner in Hamilton County. And I relay those to you, not to brag or to say anything, but because what this is about this year with the Ohio Democratic Party and with each of us in this room is about turning Ohio around. It's about winning elections in the fall. It is about telling the rest of the country that we are not ceding Ohio to the right wing, to the evangelical fundamentalists, to the Republican Party, but rather we are going to deliver Ohio as a blue state and elect Democrats from the courthouse to the state house to the White House once again. There is nothing more lonely than being a week out of the election and being in a very tight race and placing a telephone call to somebody who has made a promise to help you and have that phone call not be answered, to have that call not be returned, to have that promise not fulfilled. And I share that with you because that is my experience with the old Ohio Democratic Party. In the year 2000, I ran for county commissioner in Hamilton County to take on a Republican incumbent who ended up spending $1 million. He was very well funded in his race. He was the picture, the poster child of scandal, if you will, and of corruption and of being bought and paid for it. The Ohio Democratic Party made promises to me. And a week out of that election, the polls had us dead even, if not me, a little bit behind. And that promise had yet to be fulfilled. And I called, and I called, and I called. And nobody could seem to remember my phone number in 2000 to call me back. In 2004, when I was running for re-election, see, I did win in spite of the failure to fulfill that promise. In 2004, I drove all the way to Columbus and met with the then chair to talk about getting help in my being able to hold that seat, and it was an important seat because we hadn't had a Democratic county commissioner for 36 years before I got elected in 2000. And we needed to hold on to that seat. And it was an important race because Hamilton County was important in the presidential election, and I needed to run strong in order to bring along those votes. And I met with our party chair at that time, and we talked about things that the party could and should do in Hamilton County and in the southwest part of the state. And guess what? Guess what happened? You all know what happened. You've all been there. You've had that same experience. I just couldn't seem to get through after that. Couldn't get a phone call return. So When the opportunity arose this past December, when the chairmanship position was open, I threw my hat in the ring. Never been involved in official party, internal party politics at all, but I ran because I, like you and so many other Ohioans across this state, were fed up with the Ohio Democratic Party. Fed up. Now, I didn't win. I didn't become chair. In fact, I actually took my name out of the running just a few days before the election, and I did so because I felt, after having talked to other candidates, and I know there may be differences of opinion, but I will tell you, I felt that the person who was running for the position, who had great ideas on how to turn this party around, who knew that we have to heal, who knew that the divisions have to be put to an end, who knew that we have to reach out to progressive Democrats, to Stonewall Democrats, to activist Democrats. I knew that that person who was also running and who already had a statewide presence that I did not was the better person for the job, and that was Chris Redfern, our current chair of the Ohio Democratic Party. So I withdrew and I supported Chris. And I have not been disappointed, and neither will you. He has a plan for Ohio to turn Ohio around. And I ask of you, not because I have any position within the Ohio Democratic Party, I ask of you as a 13-year elected official, I ask of you as someone from Southwest Ohio, a part of the state that we're going to have to deliver if we're going to win the presidency again in 2008, and if we're going to take the governor's seat in 2006, and the attorney general's seat, and secretary of state, and auditor, and all the statewide constitutional offices, I ask of you as that person to come together and get behind Chairman Redfern and to give the Ohio Democratic Party another chance. Another chance. Because we have got to come together as Democrats if we're going to win elections. Lord knows the Republicans are going to divide us. They're thinking right now about what the next wedge issue is. What the next thing is that they're going to throw out in order to separate us all, to have us fight one another. They're very good at it. Abortion became a political issue not because of people really feeling this moralistic about it. It arose decades ago because Republicans were losing elections and they wanted to find a way to separate us and to divide us. And that's why that became such a big political issue so many years ago. The same can be said with respect to gun issues today. It's another way to divide Democrats. Frankly, it's the issue that they found to drive a wedge within organized labor, primarily a strong Democratic constituency, to pick off and peel apart votes away from us for Republican candidates. They will find other ways to divide us. We cannot let them do that for us. We cannot, and we cannot do it ourselves for them. We've got a plan to develop an 88-county strategy. No county is going to be ignored by the Ohio Democratic Party ever again. I don't know if you know this, but in 2004, in 65 counties in Ohio, if there was just 1% more of Democratic turnout, in 65 counties in Ohio, if there was just 1% more of Democratic turnout, John Kerry wins by 250,000 votes, and he, not George Bush, is the President of the United States, and we don't have to worry about our phones being wiretapped. We don't have to worry about our constitutional rights being sent away. We don't have to worry about this national security being put asunder because of this irresponsible, irrational foreign policy of the Bush administration and the current control in Congress. 1%. That's all it would take. 1% in 65 counties. We will not ignore any county in Ohio. We're going to focus on a fundraising strategy that works from the ground up. We need everybody to get involved and everybody to participate. We need to do that in a way, not so that the money now comes into Columbus and gets lost forever, But so that the money is there to support an 88-county strategy, to support candidates who are running for every office that is up for election. We can't ignore any office, because what happens is we have no message that is out there to compete against the Republicans' message in so many places of the state. That's why we're losing elections. We can ill afford to do that. We have got to have a state party that communicates. I've shared with you my own experiences. Everybody in this room has one of your own, about a state party that did not talk, did not respond, did not get involved. And that communication can't happen just 2 weeks before Election Day, when somebody from Columbus, acting as if they know what makes the most sense in Defiance or in East Liverpool or in Lorain or even in Cincinnati, somebody shows up on the scene out of the blue, out of nowhere. They don't know what makes things tick. You know what makes things tick. You know what works in your own community. And it's about time you had a state party that recognized that and supported you in your efforts in electing candidates from the courthouse to the state house to the White House. That's what this party will do. And we need to have a big tent. We talk an awful lot about a big tent, but we haven't had a party that has really reflected that. I walked up here today with a walker, which is great news for me. I was paralyzed 3 years ago. It's taken me that long to get to this point. But when I went to see the chairman of the Ohio Democratic Party in the fall of 2004, I was in a wheelchair. I couldn't even get in the building. What does that say about the party of civil rights when you can't even get into the building of the state office of that very party? Are we a big tent? No. We were a closed shop. And I will tell you what, the days of the closed shop of the Ohio Democratic Party are over. It is time to reach out to everyone. There's an awful lot that I probably could say, and I won't for the moment. You have been incredibly gracious with your time today. Is there any doubt, after this entire day of listening to all the wonderful candidates that you have listened to, is there any doubt that we, the Democratic Party, have the best, have the brightest, have those who should lead this state, lead our local communities, lead our country? Is there any doubt that we are the answer for America? Is there?
No.
Of course not. So the work really starts today. It really starts today. We need your help. I know everybody here is already involved. You're already incredibly active. Whether it's with Democracy for America or Blue 88 or on behalf of individual campaigns or your local county parties, whatever the case may be, I know that you are already all involved. But we have got to work together. We have got to unite. We have to be united, not divided, not allowing wedge issues to come between us. We have got to all work together. And that includes your Ohio Democratic Party, and I stress that, and I stress that, and I stress that as someone who was never a part of it at all, but who has chosen to get involved precisely because I'm fed up with what the Ohio Democratic Party stood for and did, or more to the point, didn't do. I've chosen to get involved because we can't succeed unless the party is working well on behalf of each of you. And in order for that to happen, we need you to help work with us to make it work well. So that starts today. And so I ask you, let's put our divisions aside. Let's unite together for a common cause. The Democratic Party represents all the best of what this state and what America originally stood for, can be, and will become. The party of Jefferson and all those great words expressed in the Declaration of Independence. Franklin Roosevelt's four freedoms, that what America is really about is freedom from want, freedom from fear, supporting freedom of speech and freedom of religion. The words of John F. Kennedy that that we are a nation of citizens who choose to get involved and take on the mantle of individual responsibility for a common cause and for a better purpose. That's what the Democratic Party is. That's what we are. What the other side represents is disunion and division, separation and exclusion. They have their pro this and their pro that. It's about time that we had people who were pro-Constitution. If you want to be pro-something, be pro-Constitution. Because if you're not, you're not qualified for office. But ladies and gentlemen, we as a people are better than what they express. We are better than that. America is better than that. And we're going to help show the way to get to where we all need to be. Thank you very much. It starts today. Everyone heard the question, but I know it's an issue that is on everyone's mind. What are we going to do to assure fair elections? Fair elections. And fair vote counting. And to put it simply, what are we going to do to assure that every vote cast will be counted and that every eligible voter who votes will have their vote counted? What are we going to do? Isn't it a shame that the people of Iraq have greater voting privileges than the people of Ohio do? Isn't that a shame? And that's the truth. That is the truth. Well, first of all, what is being done is Democrats in the legislature are, as I know, introducing new legislation with respect to assuring not only paper trail and paper count and the ability to audit every vote through the voting machines that are in place. But we'll see that all the way through. Now, whether it gets passed, I don't know. But Democrats are doing that. But really, the question comes down to what is the party doing? And what the party is doing is a function of what you and others will be able to do on behalf of the party. We need to have elections monitors who will be able to be at every precinct in every county in the state of Ohio on election day. We need to have monitors who will be there to serve as independent auditors to make certain that every vote is going to count. One other thing that we need to do, and it's part of what I've been asked to do in this new role that has been created and that I've been asked to fill, and that is to work an outreach program for local elected officials. Well, what does that mean? Here's what it means. In all 88 counties in Ohio, there are boards of election. Those boards of election get funded by county commissions. I happen to be a county commissioner. What those boards of elections can do is oftentimes a byproduct of the kind of funding they get from their county commissioners, or what direction, policy direction, they may get from their county commissioners. So one of the things that's being discussed in terms of this new role is how do we coordinate activity by all of the Democratic or fair-minded thinking county commissioners, how do we coordinate that from around the state to introduce policy that will lead not only to a declaration of statement relative to every vote being counted and there being an audit trail and the like, but that we also have the funding that is in place to ensure that that will be done. That is an initiative that is being led by the Democratic Party through me, outreach to other county commissioners across the state so that we take advantage of the local elected officials that we already have, who have jurisdiction, who have authority, who have ability to see that some of these things are done. We also have right now, for example, this wonderful interpretation by I can't even say his name, but he comes from Hamilton County, Secretary of State Ken Blackwell, where he has suggested, I don't know if you've heard this, but with this new legislation that makes it easier for people to register and cast a ballot by absentee, well, what he has said now is that those absentee ballots are not going to be counted until all of the provisional votes have been determined to be valid. It's kind of turning everything on its head. But because things are easier now to vote absentee, people predict that as much as 25% of the ballot is going to be cast in the fall by absentee. What Secretary of State Blackwell is putting into place, unless it's stopped, and we are rising up to block it and to stop it, but what he has articulated, unless it is stopped, would amount to almost 25% of the vote in Ohio in the fall not being counted for as much as 10 days after the election. Can you imagine the chaos? Not only the chaos, but the opportunity for manipulation that will take place because of that. Our Democrats in the legislature are rising up to introduce legislation to block that. We as county commissioners are going to take steps to put forward an alternative interpretation. There is discussion about a legal approach to kind of block that, but those are the sorts of things that are out there that we are developing strategies to rebut. But at the end of the day, I can't stress this enough, at the end of the day, our ability to do things is a direct function of your ability to participate and help. Because it comes down to bodies, it comes down to resources, it comes down to money to be able to fund these types of initiatives. And we need you, we need your friends, we need like-minded individuals all across Ohio to be willing to be a part of this effort. This election this year, and I don't think this is an overstatement, this is really about whether we are going to get our country back or not. That much is at stake. You know it, and I know it, and we all have to work together and be a part of this effort in order to take it back.